Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
It was the last thing announced on a very long Thursday night session here at the 2016 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Star Farmer of America. The four nominees were profiled with a video narrated by our friend Orion Samuelson. And the last of the four that was profiled on stage was Tyler Snythman from the Garber, Oklahoma FFA chapter. Then they had the pause and the dramatic announcement of who the 2016 Star Farmer would be. And it was Tyler Snythman.
It's almost like it's, you know, kind of surreal. I don't know that it's really even sunk in yet. I really didn't know what to think at first, but I'm definitely very, very excited.
It kind of runs in the family.
That's right, yeah. My older brother, Travis, he was Star Farmer actually whenever I was an eighth grader. It was my first national convention, and he was Star Farmer then.
Let's talk a little about your program. You've clearly been able to grow it. You've got a very diversified crop and cattle operation.
Yes, sir. So diversified cropland primarily consisting of wheat or canola, double crop soybeans, and corn. I also have a forage enterprise that primarily consists of alfalfa, and then I have some mature cows, mature Angus cows, and then I also have a bred heifer development program as well.
A little breathless as Tyler and I had that conversation as we walked along to take him to the RFD-TV television set where he and the other three stars over America were to be interviewed after the convention session last night. Not just Tyler doing well yesterday, but had a couple of outstanding speakers that move on in advance. Adrienne Blakey speaking in the final four of the National Extemporaneous Speech Contest. She's an FFA member from Stillwater who described for us the extemp experience.
No idea what you're going to talk about, and you have 30 minutes to gather your thoughts and get it all together before you go out there and present, and that's the best part is presenting and answering questions, so I love it.
Adrienne represented Oklahoma in the National Prepared Public Speech Contest last year, did not make it onto the final four stage. This year in extemp, she made it all the way to that final four stage. They'll announce the results of that contest tonight. Also to be announced tonight will be the Creed Speech winner, advancing into the Final Four to speak later on today in that Creed contest is Emily Kennedy of the Edmond FFA chapter. Several high-flying Oklahomans were watching here this week in Indianapolis. State lawmakers told yesterday at the Capitol that absent some technological breakthrough, total elimination of wild hogs in Oklahoma is a target that will be virtually impossible to achieve, at least for the foreseeable future. It is possible that the destructive animals can be controlled to some extent, according to Jeff Pennington with the Wildlife Division of Oklahoma's Department of Wildlife Conservation. You've got farm news on Ron.
Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com, see the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th.
And that's your farm news. From Indianapolis, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.